And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. What good timing to have Captain Jamie Tennis from Seasons Sport Fishing in the house, man. It's going to be a great one. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing this past weekend. Bluefin, yellowtail, inshore, offshore, because we got the man with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pete Gray out of town. Corey and I are going to be hanging out, talking fishing with you and Jamie. You stay tuned. You're in for a great one at Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Hey, San Diego, Cellathon means big savings, great selection, and only 5 days to save. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through Memorial Day and get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford Memorial Day Cellathon, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end May 28th. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I mean, a little fishy in the studio today.
You ain't lying, buddy. Yeah, we're pumped. And man, what good time to have Captain Jamie in here. Good morning, bud. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me back.
We're pumped. And man, it's a favorite time of year. And I think everybody at this point knows the operation that Seasons have. You guys are, you know, you're the original. You know, you took the idea of, hey man, let's get a smaller, more intimate boat that we can put four. I mean, when people say like the four pack world, like I think it's Jamie, like Seasons Sport Fishing. You guys are the originator of it, and you just carried it through all the way with such a rad quality operation. I love what you guys do.
Oh, I appreciate it, Rick. Yeah, you know, it's been a great run. I've met some people that are like family now.
I'll bet.
Know, over the 17 years that you know that I've been doing it.
17 years,
know, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You don't last that long if you're not doing things right.
Yeah, and so, like, I mean, pretty much all of our customers are almost like family now, you know. We have a lot of repeat customers. That's pretty much like 80% of you know, the season. And then, you know, we pick up a handful of new customers. But, yeah, the relationships that we've built over the years keeps me coming back.
Totally. Sure. The brand of fishing that you guys offer is just so unique, too. It's cool. There's a lot of, you know, at the start of it, it was just you, and now there's a lot of guys. But what season does is just different. You guys just so overwhelmingly cater to your customer. You don't cater to the ease of business, and I know that because I see you down there solo and grinding, and you know, you and a crew member, and like you don't do things that are easier for the business. You do things that are better for your customer.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, people pay a lot of money to get on the boat with us. You know, we want them to feel comfortable. Safety is number one, you know what I mean? And then the customer service is number two for us. You know, I always tell people, I'm not God, but 100% when you get off this boat, you're going to be, you know, smiling.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great day. So, you know, fishing and catching is a bonus. That's just kind of how I've always looked at it. You know, just taking care of our customer from, you know, start to finish. And then, obviously, you know, the work, you know, continues after they leave. But, yeah, I enjoy it.
It's cool. Well, yeah. You provide such a rad platform. I mean, obviously, starting with your boat, it's so unique. And then this, I mean, Seasons is a true, like, oh, we got you. The gear that you get to fish with on board that boat and the amount of investment that you put into the boat in terms of your machinery. And, like, there's nothing that aids in, like, catching a fish that you haven't done to that boat. Like, you always make the investment in your rig first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, having all the tools to make a successful day, I mean, only benefits us and, you know, our customers at the end of the day. So, you know, spending a little bit extra money on a sonar, I mean, you know, I mean, that's a no-brainer for us. If we can fit one in there, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Dude, in a small boat world, I mean,
yeah.
With a sonar?
I love it because, you know, Jamie's done everything. I mean, I fished with Jamie on a 23-foot center console Parker, you know, and you've had all the different rigs, but what you've settled on and what the main, you know, the flagship of the business is that beautiful 34-foot Parker, which you just don't see. And tell us a little bit, you know, for those that don't know, I mean, I'm sure there's still plenty of people that they don't even know that that's a boat that was ever made before.
Yeah, so, you know, Linwood Parker, you know, that before he sold the company back in, I think it was 08, 07, 06, 06, 07, they, you know, they became, they wanted to kind of get in the big boat market, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they left their 28, built a mold for a 34, and it came out in 09, so I think ours is number 6.
Okay.
So it's a unicorn. They made, I think, 2 handfuls of them, not very many of them before, you know, they, you know, I think the turn of the market in 08, yeah. You know, it just was the wrong
timing.
It was just a timing thing for them. I mean, it's a beautiful boat. And so he just didn't make any more.
Yeah.
So it's
that's a big, big Parker.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Super comfortable. I mean, you know, the deck is like a half court basketball. I mean, it's all deck. So
how wide is it?
It's almost 12 foot wide. So
crazy.
And just, I mean, huge bait capacity against the house. There's, you know, there's all the tackle stations and everything. And still, you could literally, it does. It feels like a racquetball court. It's giant back there. It's so cool.
Yeah, we put in like, you know, a deep freezer. They're like basically how all those East Coast boats, you would, you know, kind of have a helm at the back on the deck. So we removed all that. That went upstairs. We put deep freeze, so you know we have our, you know, our squid, our flyers, so they all live in there.
Quick access
in there. So,
yeah,
what a sweet rig.
Oh, it's cool. And what about bait? What do you guys hold for bait on this?
So we take like six scoops, you know, three to six scoops, yeah. You know, depending on where we're going.
So cool.
Yeah, I mean we put a 200 gallon on it. So for 4 guys.
200 gallon.
Yeah, it's plenty. But you know, with a sonar, when you're investing in a sonar, I mean, sure. It's, you know, if you go down with 2 scoops of bait, I mean, a lot of times you've got like 1 shot to unload, and you know what I mean. So. Yeah, we had to upgrade the tank.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful boat. And the thing that's so nice, too, is it's very comfortable. And just the beauty of the Parker Pilot House is, you know, I mean, that ride coming home. And, you know, obviously your 34 ride's so nice and it's so comfortable. But the best part is you shut the door and you shut the windows and you kick the tunes on. And there's room for every passenger to sit down comfortably. And,
yep.
You know, they're BSing with you. And, you know, you've made, you know, it's either hanging out with old friends or creating new friends.
Absolutely.
And it's comfortable and
it's got a full salon in there, so everybody can sit at the table. You know, we shut the door, put on the AC, and I mean it's kind of cool. Yeah.
It's very cool. So tell us about the type of fishing. Like, what do you guys do at Seasons? We're kind of run us through the course as the season rolls on. I mean, do you guys only trophy hunt? Do you only do the easy? Everything in between? Is it, you know, how does one go, and what kind of things do you do on Seasons?
So yeah, we start out the fall kind of like everybody else. You know what I mean? Kind of taking a you know, look at the island and stuff, and spend some time there doing some rock cod fishing. You know, waiting for the yellows to swim in there, and then you know that's usually March, you know, April, May, and then June we kind of start going offshore pretty much full time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kelp fishing, you know, bluefin fishing. You know, doing a little bit of trophy fishing, too, if guys want to do that. I mean, we've got everything, helium, kites, you know, all that stuff. So we try to do it all. I primarily, like, you know, my favorite thing to do, and it's not trophy hunt. I mean, I don't do a lot of that just because I like,
Yanking and cranking.
I like putting, you know.
Action.
Yeah, I think that's what I like so much. Like, you always see, you know, I mean, I get to see it because you guys pull up to the back door of where we work at Fisherman's Landing. And, I mean, it's just nothing makes people more stoked than just success, kelpin, yellows, tunas, and, like, just all the time. You guys just, you just seem to pull it off trip after trip.
Yeah, so, I just try to stay busy, you know what I mean, out there. And that's kind of, you know, what we branded the company to be is, you know, we'd like to catch quantity instead of sometimes quality, you know. But if it's just quality, I mean, we're geared up, we're ready to go, like, you know.
I mean, you get a group that wants to chase down their fish of a lifetime, you're prepared.
Yeah, we're ready to go. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm the guy that's finishing it. So I kind of, you know, strayed away from there. Guys just like, you know, that have been on the boat when we're catching big ones. Which is cool, but
tell me that there's a more fun fishing than rolling up onto a kelp that you know is loaded. There's dorado swimming around, and there's tuna on it, and they're biting the fly line, and they're biting the popper, and you brought 4 or 5 of your buddies, and everybody's got one on, and thundering over, and this guy sawed you off, and you're joking. It's just tell me there's more fun than that.
There just isn't. There's not. I mean, what keeps me coming back all these years is like jumping up in the tower, you know, right at gray. And the hunt, you know, like, I mean, putting the gyros, you know, onto my eyes and you find that first kelp with 1 or 2 turns on it, you know, and it's like, okay, here we go, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you yell down to the deck, you know, and just the excitement of people.
Absolutely.
The stoke. Just
the anticipation of rolling into that is very real.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm in the pilot house, so I don't drive from a fly bridge. So when we're going out, like, I'm from, you know, what the time we leave, I'm, you know, people are talking to me the whole time. So the excitement when we, like, finally.
It's on.
Pull it out of gear. It's you know, it's cool.
That's cool. One of my other favorite things that you guys do in your business is the you providing the level of gear that you do. You've been a Shimano brand ambassador for as long as I can remember, and man, your boat is so decked out with such cool stuff.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I say it, you know, probably too many times, but we are totally blessed to have, you know, all these years to be working with Blaine and Shimano. They take care of us every year. Whether it's some new gear, fixing some gear. I mean, you know, we're able to service all of our stuff with the guys up in Irvine every year. You know, to the latest stuff, you know, testing stuff. It's just the relationship there is you know, priceless.
But when he says latest stuff, that's no joke, too. Like, oftentimes when something new is coming out, like in the tackle store, we go to Jamie and ask, like, well, what do you really think? Because when we get word that this reel is coming out, it's often been on seasons for a half a season or a full season. Like, you know, you guys were fishing the new Talikas before word even came out that there was going to be a reel, because they do. They put a lot of time and effort into making sure that things are going to work before they release, with very trusted sources, you know, yourself, Benny Florentino, guys that really know the tackle. Like, they'll put those on the boat and, you know, hey, what's the real world scenario like with this thing? This reel's going to get fished every single day of the year on seasons.
Yeah, and what's nice is we work directly with the engineers in Japan. So it's like, you know, it's a one-on-one with them, you know. So they put the reels in our hands, and, you know what I mean, you know, it's marked with a date, you know, our name.
That's cool.
And then, you know, it's fished and then sent back to them, which is really cool. And then they break it down, and, you know, we go through a whole thing.
Yeah.
How it,
hey, look, this thing wore a little more than we thought it would.
Right.
At this amount of time, let's bump this up. Hey, this wasn't necessary. Hey, this could be bumped, you know, whatever
yes.
it might be.
So at the end of the day, I mean, these reels just didn't come off the shelf for the first time. I mean, these things have been in the salt. You know, they've been, you know.
Yeah.
They've been getting used
and abused.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's cool. So when does things get rolling for seasons? I know you've been, like you said, you guys have been already going through in the rock cod season. And when does it switch from, you know, trip here or there to Jamie's on the boat every day pushing the sticks forward?
Pretty much the second week of June.
Okay.
We've got graduation for my daughter this week.
Hey, so, all right.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Congratulations.
It's a milestone.
That's
so,
cool.
You know, things like this, I kind of like push back, you know, the start
Absolutely.
Of our season. But yeah, next week, you know, yesterday I spent the day getting all our Tina stuff together.
Sure.
You know, kind of getting our rock hot stuff off. So yeah, second week of June, and it's pretty much full speed from there. Yeah.
Well, I know that you guys have a tremendous amount of repeat business because we get to see it so much, but what is the season like? Is there opportunities to come fish with you guys this year? I know, you know, it's all charter fishing. Is it open party? Like, how's the split work with what you guys do?
Yeah, so every week there's plenty of room still, you know, this year if you wanted to charter the boat. A lot of the weekends are full, but, you know, a lot of weekdays are open. I usually typically like to put, you know, our open party trips, like, on Monday.
Oh, okay.
So I'll do that on our Instagram page, post up for the week. So, like, I'll have a Wednesday open.
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll post that.
Make it an open party.
Yep.
It's not chartered.
Yeah, so we'll do, you know, until we get, like, fully chartered, you know, spring and then late fall, we do a handful of open party
trips. Which is the same thing always, everybody. You get that, like, you know, there's spots here or there until the fish start biting, and then once it starts biting, all of a sudden, boom, everything vanishes. So
totally.
If you wanted to secure one of those now, get in on all the things that you guys do, the high level of service, the gear, the fishing, man, scope it now, because as soon as that fish starts biting steady for a couple weeks, those open days just get vacuumed up.
They do. They really do. And, you know, so, and like I said, the open party stuff is really cool because we get a lot of emails and, you know, guys that are just don't have a group of fishing buddies like that, that want to, you know, fish a smaller boat and, you know, give it a try. And so those are kind of nice to kind of, you know, earn some
absolutely
business.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see an open party group become a charter group, you know, like, hey man, I dug fishing, well, let's go do this again. Like, if the two of us only put this much down, we get two buds, all of a sudden, boom, the boat's ours.
Well, and surprisingly, that group, that open party group, becomes a charter group.
I bet.
Because it's just people become, you know, friends.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, what better way to hang out than people doing like-minded stuff, fishing on a rad boat, catching a bunch of fish?
And it's a no-brainer, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a rad show. And the beauty of having Jamie is you want to talk about a guy on the expert level, I mean, from catching calico bass to bluefin tuna, and arguably, when that season is on, the raddest cod fishing that happens with you guys. I mean, you seem from inshore to offshore, you seem to have such a great handle on things, and today's going to be a great show.
I'm looking forward to it, Rick, and having Jamie in here is super cool, and you want to join in and give us a call, 213-432-1090, the way to do it on the phone there, or you can text us via the app, only done through the app, and just a super cool, easy way to do it.
Totally.
The app, if you missed yesterday's show, you need to go back and listen to Brian Kiyohara just talking nostalgia and old times and all the cool stuff.
It?
A lot of fun.
That was cool.
Super neat, for sure, and you can only do that through the app. So, and text us through the app. That's the only way to do that. So, again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090. And giving away a couple really cool prizes, Rick.
Whew.
I mean, right? A $300 gift certificate to Costa. Like, you can go on their site and choose anything you want within that $300 capacity, which is nearly every pair of glasses they make, right? I mean, is there anything more expensive than...
Very select few.
Yeah,
like you said it best, you know, 95% of anything they make, that's covering you. And they make a whole lot that are less than $300.
Right.
So you've got excess to spend on all the swag that Costa has.
Exactly. You can choose anything they did. It's cool swag, actually.
Yeah, performance shirts, coolers, all the sunglass accessories. Yeah, you got $300 coming for whatever you like, new style, whatever.
And so, talking swag, Jamie's brought in, super cool here, a hoodie, a shirt, and a hat from Season Sport Fishing, right?
Season swag pack. That's awesome.
I dig it. So one lucky winner is going to win the $300 Costa. The second winner is going to win the Season swag pack.
Yeah. We're going to have a caller and a texter winner today at the end of the show.
Super cool. So again, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to be right back with Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mighty 1090. 990 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And, dude, having Jamie in here is so, so
best,
cool, man. And you need to join us, man. We're giving away a couple cool gifts and having Jamie in here. 213-432-1090, giving away a $300 Costa gift pack. I mean, you can choose whatever you want from Costa, right? You go on their site, $300.
We had a lot of fun when Hoos was on the show a couple weeks ago. They were talking about the introduction of those new gold lens glasses, which are really nice. And we've had a lot of people come through the tackle store the last few weeks. Just since then, you know, Hoos is so impressive with his knowledge on glass and lens, and there was so much talk about, you know, the advantage of having, you know, different lenses, and I realize, like, you know, I mean, that's not a cheap investment. I mean, a pair of Costas is a high-end pair of glasses.
But how do you live without it? You need them. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you don't, and you know, just like you were saying, like, there's some expenses that are just, you know, so having a pair is it, but boy, if you have something like this, you get a little tax return money, you win the prize. Having a pair for the different conditions is, man, it's so nice.
I mean, outside my gyros, my Costas are absolutely my second. I mean, I couldn't even imagine fishing without that pair of sunglasses.
That's it.
A quality glass lens with polarization. I mean, there's nothing better.
Nothing better.
And I don't even take advantage of all of the technology that Costa have. Like, I'm a gray lens guy. That's what I feel the most comfortable in. That's what I wear the most. I really, the specific is called Silver Mirror Gray, and it's a silver film. You know, it's a silver mirrored film on the outside. What I look through is gray. My eyes are very relaxing, but they have so much in the way of colored lens that provide, you know, contrasting of colors. Like, so I definitely have a pair of that sunrise yellow for fishing, sight fishing Sierras, and, you know, and all of that, ambered and the new gold lenses that provide contrast of color when you're looking for kelps or breezers. And,
yep.
I mean, obviously we all want bluebird, sunny, perfect skies, but Southern California, you fish in a lot of gray.
Yeah, I mean, every day I pretty much wear it looks like this. You know, it's gray. I'm changing my glasses midday. You know,
uh-huh.
And I start off with the yellow lenses and, you know, move into the green mirror, you know, after lunch. So
that seems to have taken fair of all the offshore guys out here. And you unsolicited said the same thing, green mirror.
Yeah, green mirror. I've always wear the green mirror.
Uh-huh.
I felt like the blue mirror was just a little dark for me.
Okay.
I don't know, because I have light eyes. You know, I've talked to Bob about it, but I feel like you do, comfortable. Like, when I put those green mirror on, that I'm not missing anything.
Yeah.
Nothing's too dark. It's still enhanced, but it's...
Yeah, your eyes get to relax the way they should, so
right.
You're not squinting through things. You're not
right.
Missing anything.
And it's still dark enough for me to, you know what I mean, not have the sun penetrating, you know, and making me tired.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, as you hear, like you said, Corey, somebody's getting a $300 gift certificate for any pair. That's for a caller or a texter, depending on the coin flip.
So, and then on the other side of the coin flip, we're giving away the hoodie, shirt, and hat from Season Sport Fishing, thanks to Jamie.
Yeah, yeah. So rad.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, we're pumped, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of phone calls coming pouring in. Same with the text. We're going to start this morning off with a text. It says, good morning, Let's Talk Hookup. I listen to the show every Saturday and Sunday because I always learn something new that I can apply the next time I go fishing. Questions for Jamie. When yo-yo fishing for yellowtail, I was always taught to wind through the bite until the line starts taking drag, thus eliminating any slack line to ensuring a solid hook set. However, I've noticed with speed jigging for bluefin, I often see anglers setting the hook when getting a bite. Can you give me the rundown? What approach should I take when vertically jigging for jigs? Is it specific to species? Can't wait to hear. That's all from Justin in Redlands.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, for yo-yo fishing, definitely like to wind through it. You know, there's a bunch of different techniques, the slow pitch jigging for, you know, I know you have Blaine on, and he's the guy.
Oh, man.
That's the man for doing that. You know, I haven't done a whole lot of the slow pitch jigging. But yeah, yo-yo fishing, you definitely want to wind through, you know, that bite, almost like, you know, you hook the bottom of the ocean type thing. So, yeah, you're doing it right there.
One thing I'll add too, Justin, is, and everybody sets their rigs up maybe different now, but as you know, just like I did, and just like you did when you learned through it, that was all straight mono fishing. You know, back in the days of yo-yo jig fishing, you fished 40 or 50 or 60 pound mono, and that was it. And the speed jigging thing for bluefin, those guys rarely fish any mono. If they do, it's, you know, it's 5 or 8 or 15, or at the most it's 20 feet. So there is no slack in that style of line. You know, and if you were yo-yo jigging with Spectra, it you know, be similar to the same thing. You know, you're not having to wind that stretch and that belly out of the line when it's straight Spectra. And there's pros and cons to both. And I don't think you could say a black or white, you know, this is better, this is worse for yo-yo jig fishing.
Right.
A reel full of mono is way more comfortable on your hands. It's easier guiding the line back and forth. But a reel full of Power Pro, there is no stretch. There's way less drag. The lure sinks faster. You can get to the bottom fishing a lighter jig. But now you're winding a braided line across your thumbs. And so there's pros and cons to each.
Yeah, preference. You know what I mean? Like, you know, fishing all the above type.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And I think the hook set, Rick, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the pump and wind and that whole rhythm, when you get bit, it's actually a natural reaction
to
follow through with the hook set.
Yeah,
right?
you're
already pumping.
You said it best. You're damn near swinging to set the hook on every turn of the handle, and then when it comes tight, you're already driving it home. Totally grateful. And you know some of those assist hooks, they have a very real deal big barb on them. You know, we get so used to fishing circle hooks these days where you're not worried about it, but when you're fishing some of those double and triple XL size J hooks, like there's a real barb, and you do have to get that through. You know, like you fish a Gamakatsu live bait hook, like you look the other direction and that thing is already pushed all the way through is no problem. But sometimes those assist hooks have a real big barb on them, and you gotta drive that thing home.
Gnarly.
So now my question is for the Yellowtail Master that's sitting across from us. How do you set it up, yo-yo jig fishing? Going fishing to the islands. There's yells around right now. Like, what's the ideal yo-yo jig outfit going fishing on board the Seasons?
Well, I fish a Speedmaster 12.
Okay.
Packed with 65-pound Power Pro with, like, 40-pound small top shot, like 5 foot. So I'm fishing almost straight break.
Okay.
I just like to feel like where that lure is all the time. You know, it's just been years of me fishing kelp cutter rigs, like, it, you know, for sea bass.
Yeah.
I've just kind of ventured off, and, you know, that's how I fish all of our rigs is a kelp cutter rig setup. So that's straight braid with, you know, you don't reel in the knot, so it's like four feet of fluoro.
Not staying on the outside of the guides the whole time.
Exactly.
And then it gives you, again, like you said, it gives you the advantage of fishing a piece of fluoro, so now you've got better abrasion resistance, that piece is lasting you all day long,
yep.
And your lure sinks so good.
Good, and, you know, when your lure does hit the bottom of the ocean, you know what I mean, and you start to put it in gear to start bringing it back up, I mean, you feel everything
totally. Where
you're at, you know, fishing a straight mono setup. Or, you know, whatever. You know, you don't know where your
Absolutely. Lure
is half the time.
So. Bites on the sink are very obvious.
Yep.
300 feet of water with a 6X Junior just fluttering down. Sometimes the bite on the sink, especially if the fish eats it and is going forward, like it's just this weird, like, well, I don't really feel my jig anymore. Maybe there's a fish that, you know, and now you got all that slack that you are having to catch up with where your rig, like, oh, dude, I'm bit. Put the thing into gear, turn the handle 2 times, and you're tight.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm there, Rick.
I mean, yeah.
Let's go.
You got me.
Well, Justin, I hope that answers your call. Thanks for getting us started with a good text this morning. Corey, why don't we jump into the phones and jam back?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Jim? Jim from Nashville City. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, thank you for taking my call there, Rick and Corey. Skipper, I wanted most of my questions nowadays involve my granddaughter. She's 12 years old. And how do you think she's been on the ocean half day, but no full day trips yet. How do you think she'd line up for on your boat on going with me and my grandson and my granddaughter? Like I said, she's 12 years old. I think she'd be fine, but I just wanted to get your opinion. I'm sure you've had a lot of young girls on your boat.
Jeff, that's a great question. And some of those trips, all those trips are our favorite trips. So grandpa and his grandkids, you know, dad and daughter, dad and son, you know, they're memories for life. Yeah. So, you know, fishing with your grandpa, like for her, you know, it's all about the parenting. Obviously, if you feel that your kid, you know, can be on the water for a long, you know,
a full day
for a long, you know, period
or
of time.
However long the trip that you've chosen to do is,
yeah,
say.
But you know, we have a full stand-up head on the boat for, you know, for them to use, you know, places to lay down, you know, sit at a table, have lunch, and, you know, be on the deck where the gunnels on the boat are actually pretty tall, so you know, there's, you know, they're not low gunnels, so it's good for kids. There's plenty of seating out back, so yeah, we enjoy having the kids and teaching them.
Let me step in and not be the humble one like Jamie is. It's the best rig for it. I mean, it really is. Like, it's just you. It's just your group. It's, you know, it's you and your grandkids. It's nobody else. Jamie has the most laid-back, awesome attitude. Father of two daughters on your own. You know what I mean? Like, it is the perfect scenario for it. You're spending an extra couple of dollars, but you're getting the luxury of the trip is being tailored to what you want to do. Same deal. You're not going out to just, you know, fly a kite all day for a bluefin. You're going to go get action. Like, a local rock cod trip might be the perfect thing, or going and catching yellows on a kelp, or whatever it might be. Like, it's as fast or as slow as you want to be. If, you know, hey, we don't want to pound our way out there, no problem. You know, it's your trip.
Like, yeah, and like, you know, Jim, you know, if somebody like Jim called, you know, I talked to him extensively on, you know, what are you thinking? Like, as far as, you know, how much time do we have? Are you good with doing, you know, some rock fishing? Or are we okay to go offshore and, you know, spend a couple hours looking for some kelp?
Yeah.
There could be some, you know, some dead time in between, you know. So I kind of got a feel for the kids before they get on the boat on, you know, on the, you know, with their patients.
Yeah, I get it. I get it for sure. That's awesome. Well, Jim, I think it'd be a great time, man. We want to hear about it. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, and another great text is there was a really great short video that was included in the Let's Talk email showing Jamie's tips for rock fishing. Can you talk a little bit about your setup, Jamie, and can you touch on the spider hitch knot and long tag end? Thanks. Love the show. That's from Jimmy in San Marcos.
Another great question. Yeah, so we fished that spider hitch knot, you know, for sea bass, yellowtail, and then rockfish as well. So, you know, again, I'll fish a Speedmaster 12 when we're fishing rockfish with a wind on of, I don't know, 25 feet of 40-pound mono, you know, with basically a spider hitch knot with a long tag. So, we, you know, that bait has a lot of room to swim. So
okay.
That's kind of like what we like is we don't like ganyons. You know, I'll fish a big bait, you know what I mean, for more fishing lings and reds and, you know, that stuff. So that, you know, a big tagline gives that bait, you know, room to move around. And
I always think this is such a hard thing to describe on the radio, but it's so good for what you're talking about, fishing game fish on a dropper loop, is the type of knot that you tie, you need to know which direction the strength in your dropper loop style knot is. You know, if you tie the old school rockfish dropper loop where the, you know, you twist one line around the other and you kind of pull the loop through the center of it, you know, the strength in all of those knots is in the direction that the barrel of line is pointing. And on a spider hitch that you're talking about, that barrel is pointing at the hook.
At the hook,
yeah. And, the tag end just becomes where you attach your sinker. And on the rockfish dropper loop, it's the opposite. You know, the loop comes out the center of it, and the barrel is pointing towards the sinker. That's where all your strength is at. And so you're tying that knot for full strength so that if you are pulling on a 30-pound yellow or a big sea bass or halibut or whatever it might be, a big lane cod, the strength is in the direction that the barrel of the knot is tied on.
Yes, correct. And a lot of times, you know, fishing these islands, especially early spring, we're hooking yellows, you know, on the rock cod, on the hard bottom, you know, on those grounds. So we want to be prepared, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Now, how long do you like to make the loop, and do you keep the loop doubled, or do you make it a single, or how do you, what's Jamie's tips that way?
Yeah, I'm a single, like I said, you know, no doubles, just one big bait, you know, and probably, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, 18, 24 inches?
Yeah, 18, 24
inches. And I think what I meant is, like, do you keep the loop that long and tie the hook on with the two strands, or do you cut the loop so it's a single piece of line?
No, yeah, it's a single piece of line.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, we cut the loop. Yep.
So you tie a loop, and then you cut the loop at the base. So now, yes, it's still a dropper loop, but there's no more loop there. You cut it, give your sardine plenty of room to swim around,
exactly.
And you still have all that strength.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yep.
Super clean.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a Mark Wish, you know, knot. So.
I can believe that. Yeah. You spent a few hours fishing with Mark Wish?
Back in the day,
That's awesome. Why don't we jump into the phones,
Let's
Corey?
Let's do that, Rick. How about Chuck? Chuck from Dana Point. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hook Up, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Always my pleasure, guys. Always learn so much. I like when I pull out some knowledge on the rail out of the boat. Where'd you learn that? On the radio. You guys don't listen? You know,
there
it's like
it is.
Book of knowledge. You know? Well, you know,
appreciate
I did the Max Quattro 50, and then I had the 40 Triple X. That 40 Triple X is so strong. I lost my rip roller. First drop down there in San Clemente. The Triple X was stronger. The grade broke. Couldn't believe it. But it did have no drag. It went straight down. But round table question. Yellowtail bass fishing. San Clemente Island, Coronado. What you guys is poison.
Well, that's a good
we're both get on fire.
Yeah. I mean, for like my soul's sake and the culture of it, I like yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, and I like calico bass fishing at Clemente. Clemente certainly the mecca for all that thing, but I would also say Coronado Island may be one of the most overlooked areas to catch a giant calico bass.
You're absolutely
also.
Right, Rick. I mean, that's Bill Hochstad, 13 3/4.
Wow.
Legit as could possibly be.
Jim Edwards and Chris Barrett.
That's who I always think of when I think about big calico bass.
Many, many 10 plus
yeah.
from there. Nick off the New Loanne Okay, Alan Fay.
We have a Nick Cates 12-pound calico bass hanging on the wall in the tackle store.
And where do they come from?
Yeah.
Coronado Island.
Coronado Island, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So, but given those two things, where's Corey going? Full tank of fuel, no questions. You're transported to one or the other.
San Clemente.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, how do you not?
Just because of the 21 miles up and down each side.
Sure, yeah.
The Jurassic Park look.
Totally.
The mile inside and out for the kelp and rock and boilers and nothing but good times.
Oh, my God. and I mean, just when it's right and the current's moving and the bass are biting and you hook a 5-pounder on the weedless and all that's good, but when you're winding that thing in and then the cloud of fish is following it up trying to eat the 4 inches of plastic that are still hanging out of its mouth and it's all those San Clemente big ones, like, dude.
And the yellows are all through that stuff, too, man. Come on.
God, it gets me fired.
What about Jamie?
Yeah. You know, for me, just memory-wise, you know, being in Pyramid and watching the sun come up on the anchor and the bait grounds and those big yellows swim through like clockwork and then come around the corner of China there.
Nothing better.
I mean, you know, if I had one more day in my life to fish, that's probably where I put the anchor down.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned Mark Wish because Mark loves that Pyramid. And Pyramid. Yeah, like, and I only know from him mentioning it.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, him and I spent a lot of years in there.
Wow.
But, yeah, there's, you know, there's just something in my heart, part of my heart lives in that cove.
Wow.
Yeah, special place. Cool. Yeah.
You know, on the kayak trip on the Islander, I paddled from all the way around China on the northwest end there of China.
Yeah.
All the way
into the cove.
No, past and around Pyramid.
into the front, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The whole zone, man. I love that area.
Yeah. Your words of description are perfect when you call it Jurassic. I mean, that's what it is. It's big rock and big boilers and big bass and big yellows.
Man.
It's a special place.
Yeah. And, you know, I grew up working, you know, in the Thunderbird back in the early 90s. And, you know, that boat went every day. And I remember being in high school, you know, that was an 8-hour boat. Uh-huh. It's you know, it's what it took us, you know, and waking up on the backside of Clemente in high school. And
oh, my God.
A dream.
Jurassic Park, you know what I mean? Like, I'm originally from Dallas, from Texas, so I'm a Texas kid that got transplanted in high school that ended up on the backside of Clemente. You know what I mean? Every morning on the bait tank. And, like, it's just a special place. Yeah. Like, you know, on the Farnsworth, you know, at Cat, you know, same thing.
How
just,
cool.
Yeah, just...
That wasn't a hard one for you to answer then.
No.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, with that being said, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more of a Jamie Tennis when we return. Season sport fishing right here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information, or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
Talk about great gear for Shimano. You know, before the show started, I was BSing with Jamie, you know, so involved with Shimano gears, we heard, both in the testing and the use of, and, you know, the boat has never spared any expense ever, and I thought it was unique that this year, when you re-outfitted a lot of your reels, you have chosen to go the route of Speedmaster, and I think that speaks volumes for, you know, somebody who buys tackle on an unlimited budget, that there was a lot of reasons that you said, man, Speedmaster is it fantastic reel, all the longevity and features, you know, for charter fishing that were perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, we've had the Talikas on board, and then we started fishing prototypes of the Speedmaster 8 and 10, I think it was two seasons ago. but for our standard kind of, you know, day in and day out bait rods. And they've got on the Speedmasters, they've got like a protection button so you can't get into full.
Yeah, no, there's no detent where you could push through. It's an actual stop.
And in charter fishing, we have a lot of guys that are new, you know what I mean? So until they, you know, catch their first fish or feel their first bite, a lot of guys will slide that lever into full, which, you know, is not a good problem. It's full drag. So
the thing that I know about you and your operation is you guys never settle for anything, and I just think it speaks volume that a reel that costs half the price of a Talica, you have full confidence in.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you've seen it day in and day out, unparalleled.
It gets as abused as the Talica does and lasts all season. I mean, we don't really see a difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing reel.
Check it out at your local dealer, or check out more at Shimano.com. It's the Speedmaster, available in all sizes from the 8 all the way up to the 25. Go check it out.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing, alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team. We invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, having Jamie in here is so darn cool, man. It's so much information. Yeah. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via the app. You do want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away two separate things, one to a caller, one to a texter. $300 gift certificate to Costa. You can go on Costa, choose anything you want. And then Jamie's brought in a Seasons swag pack, a hoodie, shirt, and hat. How about that?
Who does the design for your guys' stuff? Because you guys have always had
clean,
the coolest, cleanest logo wear, patch hats, all that stuff. Like, where does that come from?
You know, we've got a couple different designers over the year. You know, I think we've touched on it last time. You know, I'm kind of from the music business, so a lot of design within, you know, releasing records, and, you know, so a graphic designer is a must in that business, and kind of just carried it over into, you know, when we started the fishing brand.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
It's always made sense. It's like everything you guys do. It's a little cut above where the normal bar is at. It looks good.
That.
Yeah,
appreciate
it's awesome.
That.
No expense spared.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, speaking of good and a cut above, it's time to find out what's going on the water. And we got the best of them out there with Captain Brian Willie coming up, huh, Corey?
Exactly. And it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline. Gas prices are just keep going up, man. It's crazy. And I'm sure you wish you could pull up your your 30 plus and fuel it up at Summit Gasoline. And it's crazy, man. Summit Gasoline, San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low gas prices. They got great diesel prices for your car, truck, and your boat. Summit is huge. Plenty of room to pull up your boat and through the plenty of pumps. And there's usually no waiting at all. The bistro is full of everything you need for a full day on the water. Fresh breakfast, burritos, sandwiches, beer, soda, ice. Don't forget, you get 100 pounds of free ice with every 35-gallon fill up there, man. It's so crazy. Say hello. Step in and say hello to Martha and the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline and free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and the lowest prices in town.
It's so rad.
That's cool. Hey, well, with that said, we are going to find out what's going on. We're heading up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the Captain Brian Willie. What up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? Good stuff in there this morning for sure.
Yeah, we're having fun, man. Great morning, and got through that little bit of funkiness of weather yesterday, and hopefully on to bigger and better.
I know. May is always so bizarre. You know, as the case here, some coastal stretches below our harbor, you know, we're seeing mixed conditions, and bass fishing was a little on the tricky side this week with that. You know, water temperature still in that low 60s, like at 60 degrees, and there's some streaky red tide that kind of showed up and, you know, kind of slowed things up a bit too. I mean, it's just classic volatile May conditions is, you know, what we're dealing with. So fish on the inside there that were caught in that kind of funky water, you know, stuff was down mid-water or at the bottom. The surface bite just wasn't there as a result of that mixed up stuff. So it was kind of a condition-seeking mission during the week for those half-day guys. They had to make some longer moves than they normally would to kind of cover some zones to find that little areas with that current or that little bit cleaner and warmer water. And when they did, you know, they found some fish that wanted to bite. So just be patient on these half-day stuff right now. It is what it is. Zero control by any of us, as everyone, you know, should know at this point. But, you know, what we can't control, we're doing our best to kind of work with. Three-quarter day, you know, we saw some excellent rockcod fishing out there on that 14-mile bank again. Good mixed bags, those Floridas, Chilis, and Boccaccio. Guys fishing the 400-gram jigs did really well. They were able to, you know, kind of slowly fish that water column as they make their way to the bottom and then kind of work that jig back up. It's been very effective for those guys out there. But then, of course, your, you know, traditional double dropper loop baits did just fine there. And then our local cod zone down there off Pendleton, that same kind of off-color water that's, you know, in on the beach has, you know, been kind of pushed back and forth with a little bit of breeze or swell that we've had. It's kind of moving in and out. So the surface out there is still a little funky, but that rockfish is still a little picky down there. We need some good something to clear it out. I don't want to say the wind word, but we need something to kind of clear that stuff out and some sunshine, and it would, you know, certainly pick things up. But that rockfish here locally has still been pretty good. Off the beach here at Clemente, though, the Furies kept the ball rolling out there. Some really good shots. That halibut up in the shallows, they've had that fish. It's been like 15 to 25 pound fish with a few smaller legal fish mixed in there as well, and then some yellowtail in their counts too, and that fish has been that 8 to 20 pound stuff. And you're catching it on the live bait, some on the lures, and then the bass fishing out there, as you guys were just talking, is starting to perk up too in that spawn mode. So fish on the live baits, surface iron, and the rubber. So, again, it's another classic May week for us here. We're hoping for, like I said, some sunshine and some mix up to, you know, kind of shove some water into some zones so it cleans up. So our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawarf.com. And with school getting out here locally this week, you know, reservations are going to be very important, and you're going to want to definitely plan ahead with that if you want to come out on the water with us.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you describe semi-tough conditions, right? But that's going to change, like, maybe this week, right?
Yeah, totally.
With the moon waning and things happening, water temp coming up a degree, it's all it takes.
That's it. Just be patient, and, you know, we know it's gonna shape up here. So just got to work with what we have now and, you know, make do with what it is. So
there it is.
That's it for us.
Well, we appreciate a great report as always, brother. We'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week, fellas.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to wrap up the report, we had another great text come through from Dave in Anaheim. Says, okay, I love fishing San Clemente, but I love being there in the gray light. For Jamie, what time do you leave the harbor? What kind of speed does the boat make over there? And is there any possibility of doing overnight trips aboard season sport fishing?
Yeah, when we're fishing sea bass, we definitely do overnight trips. So, you know, we leave at night. We take four guys. Get over there and fish through the night and gray light. So, yeah, we can do overnight trips on the boat.
That sounds like fun.
It's
just like anything. I mean, it's big. It's big. It's comfortable. I mean, there's...
Trying to wrap my mind around a 12-foot wide beam
It's pretty comfortable. I drive it like a sport boat, so we're not driving it like a Freeman. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's
comfortable.
Yeah, we drive it comfortably. We're not driving it 60 miles an hour, which some of the other boats are doing, but.
But you're going to get there comfortable and right. And all I know is when Jamie walked in, Corey was trying to battle him for a cup of coffee that came from the boat. So you're obviously
I couldn't believe it, man. He walked in with a cup of coffee that smelled so darn good. That was like, whoa, where'd you get that? He goes, from the boat.
Yeah, out of the boat. It's right next door.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Like, knock my socks off, man. Hello.
Yeah. So most of our tuna trips are day trips. So 5 to 5. just for bait capacity and, you know, stuff like that. We, you know, obviously, you need a lot of bait when you're fishing bluefin and, you know, other offshore species. So, but when we're fishing sea bass, you know, yellowtail, we obviously can do overnight trips, which are, you know, we don't do a whole lot of them, since, you know, 2015, since that bluefin showed up. You know, we're down here full time now, at Fisherman's. So,
what's a cool place to be, right?
It's a beautiful place to be. Yeah, this is our fifth year.
Mecca.
Yeah, our fifth year. I always call it Rodeo Drive for sport fishing. You know,
it really is.
It really is. It's just, I mean,
you, the RP, the Shogun, you got all the big boats.
I'm watching the RP put the deck on yesterday, right? And it's just like, you know, it's just such a magical place.
Yeah.
It really
is.
And then you go in the shop, and, you know, all the guys that are working on the tackle side are so knowledgeable. Even for a guy, you know, that I'm out on the water every day, I go inside that shop and I learn something new technique wise, you know, for rigging. So those guys, you know, help us rig stuff that, you know, maybe it's the new, the latest and greatest.
It's just right. Like that place, like you said, it's so, it's just electric, you know, like it's where, you know, it's the spot at San Diego. It's where guys are going offshore when that bluefin's biting and the dock carts are clanging down the dock, and Seasons is like on the big hitter row. Like you said, I mean, it's on the same dock as the Searcher and the Islander and the Royal Polaris and the, you know, I mean, it's right where it's supposed to be. And, you know, I know we're really proud of having it down there. It's really cool.
Pretty neat, Jamie.
I couldn't be more stoked.
Awesome.
So,
well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Corey,
let's do it. How about Scott Colm from Huntington Beach? Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great, buddy.
Good, man.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wondered, when I charter your boat, because I'm going to, can we just target white sea bass, and do you have capabilities that make squid?
Yes. So, yeah, we can do that. You know, we haven't done that in a few years. Obviously, we've just been kind of down here at Fisherman's chasing that bluefin early season. So, yeah, we can go to Clemente. You know, we've got the 400-watt, you know, lights that we drop in the water, and, you know, we crowders and, you know, all that good stuff. And I'd love to do a sea bass trip.
I would say with as good as the tuna fishing has been, with as long as your tenure at Fisherman's Landing has been, you've still got a whole lot more years under your belt. Squid lighting, crowding, anchor jobs. Like, I mean,
it's a passion.
Yeah,
it is a passion.
You've got a lot of your lifetime setting up catching those things.
Yeah, and I mean, if I could do it, you know, anything, I mean, fishing on the anchor is by far my favorite thing to do. I mean, because I'm on deck, I'm, you know, face to face with the customer. So when the fish swim by and the dropper loop gets folded over,
oh my God,
under the boat, you're just like, okay, game time. You know what I mean? Like, you're right there. So.
I know this is another one of those things that doesn't have a black or white or an easy answer, but being that you've done so many anchor jobs over all the islands, where's the it place for you? If the conditions were right everywhere, where would your favorite place be to go set up and catch a sea bass?
You know, I mean, that's a good, probably up at the west end of Catalina.
Okay.
You know, on the back there. We've had some, there's a small kelp line that, you know, runs down the right around the back there, and we've spent most of our afternoons, you know, when I was there, you know, because we would start on the east end and fish all day up the back.
Sure.
And we would end the day, you know, in West Cove there. And I mean, just magic. Watching it come together, you know, calico, 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 and all of a sudden somebody hooks a sea bass, you know what I mean? So I would probably say fishing on the anchor, in West Cove there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like my style.
Yeah, totally. And just like you even described it best, watching the conditions come together, like watching it happen, the killer sea bass line, green water in on the beach, and then it's clean beyond. Just everything about that type of fishing up there.
And you can kind of feel it, you know. Yeah. The more time that you spend doing it, I mean, like when it's coming together.
Yeah.
You can kind of feel the tick, 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 and then
it's
all
about
set,
to happen.
It's on.
Oh, man. That sounds good.
Get on there.
Yeah, totally. That's cool.
Oh,
hey,
so much fun.
Again, I appreciate the phone call very much.
Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Les Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back. More from Jamie Tennis and Season Sport Fishing. When we return on the Les Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.